You are listening to Covenant Eyes Radio, helping you to stay pure online. Today's program may not be suitable for some audiences due to graphic descriptions of sexuality and violence. Listener discretion is advised. All this week, we have been following the stories of three women who used to be involved in the porn industry. Today, they share the stories of how they got out. After all their experiences, how did they make the transition from a life of selling their bodies to a life of hope and healing? Danielle Williams was working as a porn star and an escort. One of her clients turned out to be very dangerous, trapping her in his basement for several weeks. This was the catalyst for her to leave the world of sex work.
Something in me said pray, you know, and I prayed like I never prayed before. And I said, Lord, if you get me out of this, I'll change my life for you. Just don't let me die. You can have the porn, the strip. I'm done. Like, just don't let my life end like this. Like, this can't be over. I was 19 years old. I just turned 19 years old. And I was just like, just God help me. And end up getting out of that situation. And when I returned back to Los Angeles, that was it for me. Like, just cold turkey. That was it. There was no more pornography. I threw my phone away. Nobody was able to contact me. The email that people would contact me through, I deleted it. It was no more contact because I knew that if I had gone back, I would die.
Jenny Case also hit her own breaking point and cried out to God for help.
That's when things got really, really dark before it got better. It got really, really bad. Long story short, I ended up with a boyfriend, another customer, who was a meth addict and an alcoholic. And I was losing the place I was living in. I was going to be homeless. And just things got really, really dark. And I decided to myself, I'd rather be homeless than ever sell my body again. It just wasn't an option anymore. It got so bad. I decided I had to quit. I remember, like, just laying in bed crying, and I felt like I was dead inside and empty. Just, I prayed to God. I called out to God, like, every night for, like, 2 weeks.
Jen Villarubia also prayed for God's help in what was one of the darkest moments of her life.
I was just so far gone. I mean, I was so far gone. I thought that this was what my life was going to be. This was the only thing that I could do to provide for myself, to provide for my children, to make sure that we had stability. I felt like a lost cause. Like, it didn't matter if I lived or died or whatever. But until then, until God took me, I was just going to keep providing for my family. And I just came to a breaking point after going through what I went through on the regular porn sets and then going through what I went through with my web designer. I was just ready to kill myself. I had thought about it. I had attempted it once, and I just said, you know what, God, this is it. And I just got down on my knees, and I just started crying and crying and crying and praying. And I was like, this is it. Either you give me a solution right now or take me out of the picture. Take me out of the equation. I don't want to be here anymore.
Both Jenny and Jan went online to look for help for themselves. Both ended up finding out about Shelley Lubin, an ex-porn star who reaches out to those still in the industry.
One day I'm clicking around on the internet just trying to find some answers, and I found Shelley Lubin, who is an ex-porn star, and I just tried to figure out what she was all about and clicked on her, and I found Shelley Lubin's testimony videos about how she had gotten into porn and everything and how she had gotten out, and I watched her videos, and all I could do was sit there and just cry and realize, this is why my life is so screwed up, and this is the only way I'm going to get out is with God and stay out. So it's almost like God came up and smacked me and said, you're not going to do this anymore. You're going to quit right now, not tomorrow, not 2 weeks from now. You're done now. So that's exactly what God did to me.
Then after praying and crying for a couple hours, I got online and I started searching porn help. And that's how I came to Shelley. And I immediately wrote her, and she wrote me back very quickly with words of encouragement and saying that she wanted to talk to me and that she was going to help me. She was going to help me get out of porn and get out of the situation that I was in.
Jenny was fortunate to have the support of family and the church as she made this hard transition.
Get this, my older sister, the one that had been in a New Age cult before me, she had gotten saved and started going to church around this time. So I was getting evicted from my place, and I asked her if she could get some men from her church to help me move. And one of the elders in my church said, sure, I'll help her move, but we're going to have a little talk. So I gave my life to Christ right then and there and started going to church. I had nowhere to live. At first, I was living in my ex-boyfriend's place, living in a cheap motel. You know, I didn't know. It was very difficult in the beginning. I remember it was very hard for me. I just wanted to die in the first couple of weeks. I would just wake up every morning and say, God, why am I still alive? You know, it's a really rough transition to make. I'd say support and encouragement from everyone, especially the church and people in the church, you know, people around me. That helped me more than anything. And then for a few years, I lived in a lady's house that was from my church. And it was those 3 years that I healed. It was very difficult, but I healed. Not completely. I'm still healing, but I did a lot of my healing in her basement living there. Read a lot of books, got into God's Word, prayed constantly.
Jan also had the support of her sister and her church.
My sister, who had been praying me out anyway, I mean, she was always there trying to encourage me to leave the industry and saying that, you know, I didn't have to do that anymore and that God had more for me. You know, she was there for me, and she's like, you know, just come stay with me, get the kids, come stay with me, and, you know, we'll figure this out. And between Shelly and my sister, I would say were their strongest components of that, of me being able to come out of the industry. And really the only people that I felt comfortable enough to share what I was going through with. And, you know, my church family had been praying for me too. I mean, they didn't know what was going on, but they knew something was going on. And so they had been praying for me too. And the Dream Center of Las Vegas is just an awesome church. It always has been. Pastor Aaron and his wife, Denita, are just great people. And, they've always loved me. They've always loved my family. So that helped out a lot to actually have a church home that I could call home and go to.
Jenny and Jan spoke with me about what it was like to walk away from the sex industry, the difficulties of finding work and stability.
But when it comes to living everyday life and just trying to not do that type of work anymore, that's the most difficult part, is trying to make a living without selling yourself. I basically went from job to job. There were jobs I just didn't work. It didn't work out with me, but I felt like as long as I had a normal job, I was fine, and I wasn't making much money, but I felt like it was worth it because I had my soul, you know. It didn't matter anymore what I was doing for a living. I felt like, you know, when I was in the sex industry, I was kind of a slave to money. And once I let that money go, that made it much easier.
I got a job at Starbucks, and I thought, okay, Starbucks, safe place, minimum wage, but hey, you know, at least I'll be bringing some money into my family. I actually got recognized, which was really scary, because when you finally feel like you're in a safe bubble and somebody bursts that bubble, it's traumatic. I mean, and he made it blatant, you know, to say, hey, aren't you an internet model, in front of a crowd of people. And I was just looking at him like, I must have turned, I don't know how many shades of red, but I was shaking my head. And I was like, no. But then he kept coming back and coming back and coming back because he did recognize me. He knew it was me.
Jan also experienced a lot of resistance when she decided to quit making porn.
I was in a relationship at that point. When I told him that I was going to leave the porn industry, he wasn't exactly happy about it either, because this was, even though he had seen the stuff that went on behind the porn sets and all the guys trying to constantly date me or whatever, in his mind's eye, it was like a glamorous lifestyle, like I'm dating a porn star, you know, because wherever I got attention, he got attention too. And so we had a falling out. And we lost our apartment because obviously once I quit, the money that I was making regularly wasn't coming in anymore. Lost my car, lost everything. So, I mean, it wasn't an easy transition by any means. I had a lot of threats from my web designer. I had a lot of threats from other producers about not seeing anything and what they have secret, they want to keep secret.
Something important to all three of these women is the way God used their story to help reach out to others. Danielle Williams shared her story one day at church, which began opening doors she never dreamed of.
I went to a church. Actually, I got invited to this church called Pastor for Christ Movement. And the pastor, my first day there, the pastor asked, I want some people to come and share their testimony. I mean, a real testimony of what God did. And a lot of people went up and, you know, shared their different testimonies and things like that. And I literally, people do not believe me, but I literally felt something pushing me out of my seat to go up there and share. I did not want to go. I was fighting it as much as I could, but I literally felt something pushing me, like, go, 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 go. I was the last one to get up, and I shared about, you know, being in the porn industry and how God saved me and, you know, he spared my life and all these different things. And that pastor came up to me afterwards and asked me if we can do an interview. I did an interview with that pastor, and that video got over 1 million views. And from that video, people just started contacting me, emailing me, can you come speak here? Can you come share here? Can you come do this? And I realized that my story was helping so many other people because they had been through some of the same things. Even if someone has never prostituted or been in the porn industry, they can relate to me because they may have been molested, or they may have felt rejection, or they may have had substance abuse, or, you know, they just different things. It's like, you know what I'm saying? And so I just saw that my story and my experience was so relatable, and so, and it helped so many other people. And I said, okay, well, this is my ministry. This is my service back to, you know, other people, and just to show them that there's nothing too hard for God. There's no sin too big or too bad for him that he cannot forgive. And if he has a plan for you, he has a plan for you. And I'm a living witness, a walking example of what God can do in anybody's life, because I would have never imagined that I would be in this situation. 5-6 years ago, you couldn't have told me that this is what I would be doing. Like I said, my plans was to be in that game, in that lifestyle, that industry for the rest of my life.
Jenny eventually went to work with Shelley Lubin at the Pink Cross Foundation.
I had come to the realization that the reason why I had gone through all of this in my life was to help others, and then eventually I moved to California to help the Pink Cross.
Jan also shared with me how reaching out to others gave her life new meaning and brought unexpected healing to her heart.
Shelley immediately came down as well to meet with me, but also to go to ABN. And ABN, for people who don't know, is the big award ceremony that they have for the porn industry. It's kind of like the Oscars for the porn industry, as retarded as that sounds. She's like, I know you just got out of the industry, but would you feel comfortable walking around and talking to people and reaching out to other people, fans and girls who are going through similar things? You know, people who really don't know what's going on in the industry. And I said, yeah, you know, wherever God will use me to fight this, to fight what I've been through and to, you know, to reveal the truth, I'm ready. I'm there. You know, and we went to our first convention, and I just started reaching out to people. And that's when I coined the phrase, I'm out of the industry and into the ministry now, and just telling people my story and my truth. And it felt so refreshing. It just felt like, every time I would talk to somebody and every time I would reach out, that something would break off of me, something negative would break off of me. Yes, this is what God wants me to do. He has allowed me to go through this. He allowed me to make that decision to go through this, but he's going to make something beautiful out of it.
Beauty from ashes. This is their story. Tomorrow we will play the fifth and final portion of our interview with Jan, Jenny, and Danielle, and talk to them about the difference Christ brings their life now. For more episodes of Covenant Eyes Radio, visit us on iTunes or go to the Covenant Eyes blog at covenanteyes.com/blog.